The brother seen Ahmadi asking about how the sister should divorce from that husband. The answer has many ways. It depends about where you are and what your situation and exactly what their situation till the end. Normally, in my place, normally in situations like this, the man would be forced to divorce. Simple as that. You understand? He will be forced by the people, by the culture, by the waliul amr, by the judgment, by whatever. If there is no way, we do the khul', we pay him his mahar, and she get rid of him, inshallah. If there is no way and he didn't accept this or that, we do fasakh. Fasakh means we terminate the contract of marriage with the permission of waliul amr or the person who have the leadership in that place. We terminate it, doesn't matter he like it or no. You understand? And in the both situations, the khul' and the fasakh, is no idda, 3 period, only 1 period according to the correct opinion. The talaq, 3 periods, but the fasakh or khul', 1 period only is the correct opinion. And and if he troubles and he didn't refuse to accept the khul', in that situation probably he will never get anything. You understand? So I have many ways, but I'm telling you, my dear brother and sisters, that the marriage in Islam is not a commitment that will keep one of the spouse in it by force, even though she is in unjust situation. Impossible. Have solutions even for the woman. Have lots of solutions to get rid of the man if he is not suitable for her. Simple as that. With many ways. You understand? Fair for both. Anyway, Allah Jalla wa'ala ordered the man, if the situation is not suitable for them, to release her with the ihsan. سَرِّحُهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُهُنَّ بِمِحْسَانٍ. Whoever doesn't want to tasrih ihsan, he do tasrih with force. بارك الله فيكم.